Okay, we're holding on that Samach Hay Amud Aleph, and our dear president will have to begin the proceedings. What is exactly the Seder of the Ketirah Sa'imer? Shluchei Beidin Yotzin Mi'erev Yom Tov V'Osim Otom Krichot U'Mechubar LeKarka Kedei She'Noach Liktzor. We'll see later on in the sugya that we have no choice but to do the ketira on Yom Tov properly. However, in order to make things as easy as possible on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, the shluchei bezin go out to select the grain that is most suitable, and they tie together, and we'll see later on, it's the thickness of a fist, that it should be ready to simply walk over and to cut it on Yom Tov itself. And then kol ha'ayarot ha'smuchot l'sham mitkansot l'sham. Now that evening, we want to make sure that everything is ready. So what happens is that right after Yom Tov, that's the first day of Yom Tov, everybody goes out there, and all of the cities around, we'll see that the reason that we do this, of course, we already saw, we want to make a tremendous tumult as much as possible, in order to see to it that the dots of the tzedukim and batusim about when the omer is brought should be batal, and everyone should know that it's only from mitzvah yom tov rishon shel pesach. To kedei shein niktzar be'esek gadol, we want everybody to see what's going on and to be involved in what's going on. Kivan sheyefshicha, as soon as the sun sets, omer lehem. So the Shliach Bezin says, "Nu, Ba'al Shemesh, is it Mimorchos HaShabbos?" In other words, the sun has set. Omrim Hin, indeed. And he asks them again, "Ba'al Shemesh, are you sure now?" Omrim Hin. This is done three times, just to get everyone into it. Magazu, then he says, "Okay, am I going to use this side?" "Yes, go ahead." Magazu, "Yes." Kupazu, it's going to go right into this container, right? Hey, naturally. Kupazu, into this container, yes! And if it was Shabbos, he says, "Is it Shabbos?" "Yes, it's Shabbos." "Sure it's Shabbos?" "Yes, it's Shabbos." "So should I cut?" "Ektor." "Yes, cut." "Ektor, ve'momrim lo ktor shalosh pamim akol davar v'davar." Each thing is done three times. You got everybody cheering all around. You can imagine the tzedukim eating themselves up alive over here. And by this time, they're already ready to be mevatel on their das. And all of this is why, kokach lama, mipnei habaitusim shehayu omrim in ksirat haomer b'motzei yom tov. They denied the din of ksiras haomer b'motzei yom tov. They held it was motzei Shabbos, dafka mimochras haShabbos. And therefore, this was done to be motzi midaatam, so that they should themselves also, Rashi says, to be, they themselves would be Yotze Midei Tautam. Here the whole Klal Yisrael doing things this way, you give in. Tana Rabbam, it says in the Brisa of the Megillas Taim Yot, Eilin Yomaya Delole Yita'anabon, which begins with the classic words, the following days are not allowed for Taim Yot, Umiksetom Delole Mispeibon. Some of them are so important that you're not even allowed to say a hesed. And then, of course, we start with the beginning of the year. Reish Yarcha the Nisan, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan Atmania day until the eighth day of Nisan, Itukim Tamida, those are the days in which the Korban Tamid was restored, and they are very happy days. The Lola Mistake, you're not only not allowed to fast, you're not even allowed to say a hesed. Umitzmania day from the eighth day of Nisan va'atzov Moada until the end of Pesach, itotav chaga deshavuai. Those were very happy days as well, not on the same level because it should say deloli itana. There's no sort of hesped necessarily on all of them, and some of them are yachag, but it's also to be misane. The reason is because those were the days that chag hashavuot was defined in its proper position, and victory was achieved over the Baitusi. What is this? What are the two events referring to? The first holiday was the time in which the Tamid was put into position, Lahalocha. The Lolam is paid. What happened over there? Yachid mitnadev mevi tamid. Then an individual can bring the garment tamid. My drosh, et hakeves echad ta'aseh baboker, v'et hakeves hasheni ta'aseh ben harbayim, ta'aseh v'ashon yachid. My ahadru, what did they show the tzedukim that they're wrong? Et korbani lachmi le'ishai, tishmuru, says tishmuru. So you're going to be medayek now. Lashon yachid, with the green leaves. Lashon, have a wonderful day, I'm so sorry. Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabin. So, you can explain the contradiction. So it must be that there's a definition of Yachid and Tzibur as a whole. And, it's interesting, the Rutsadik points out very beautifully that this drosha that they have about the Talmud is very consistent with the approach of Tzedukim all along. In other words, they held that the meaning of all avoda is individual. In other words, what are you going to talk about? A national avoda, bringing a carbon. Well, it's a national avoda. I mean, a nation isn't an entity to do avoda. People have feelings, so the people should bring the carbon tummy. There are no nations. Part of course, was Cook's entire nationalistic vision. But in Lamaitha, I mean, in terms of the idea that everybody does what they want, and that everything is dependent on the individual vision, that's very much always the approach of every cut that separates off from Klal Yisrael, is that the Torah is not an entity, the Am is not an entity, Yisrael is not an entity. People do things. That's the drive to bummers, right? The initial drive to bummers, which we never got rid of, was that everyone should be able to define in his own way. Okay, they couldn't be matir bummers. I mean, they accepted what it said in the Torah. But nonetheless, the carbon tummy that needed to be brought should be brought by people. So they accepted that we were mevato their das. So you see, tishmuru means you kulam bayim mitrumat halishka. And that's good for the fear. What's the tishmuru? To see to it that it comes from the lishka chadasha, as a matter of fact, to the drasha. Mitmanya beveatsov moada. From the 8th, we have the celebration of itosov chogadishvu ayah. And that's the lolihit anabahon. Shayu baitusim omrim atzeret achar hashabbat. It used to be that we had the belief of the Baitusim that Atzeres was always after Shabbos, and they finally had a debate on the issue to try to settle the matter. Nitpaler Meviyogra Mezakah, Meviyogra Mezakah got involved. V'yamalem, shotim, idiots. Minayin lachem. Where do you get it from? V'loi adam echad shayam meshivo. There was nobody who could explain to him what possible logic there would be that runs counter to the whole Parsha of the Moedim. But all of a sudden, in the middle of the Parsha of the Moedim, you have the Mokhas of Shabbos referring to Shabbos. I mean, obviously, he knew the Pasuk. They all knew that they were talking about it. Why would we look at it as being Shabbos in context? It's so clear that it's Yom Tov oriented. So there was one Zakein of the Baitusim, Shoyim Epatet Kenegdo. He was babbling over there. Kenegdo. He said, look, the logic is clear, because as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu Ohev Yisrael Haya. Basically, Judaism is a religion of love and concern. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the nation HaTorah, his fundamental vision was the love of Yisrael. So that makes it better for them. The Yodea Shatzeret Yom Echadu. Now, it's very limited over there. Only one day Yom Tov Shavuos. And one day Yom Tov Shavuos, by the time they finished preparing, resting up from the preparation, it's already after Yom Tov. What kind of Yom Tov is that? So he decided, Omad v'tikna after Shabbos. And he decided to be Misak and Shavuos after Shabbos. G'day Shavuos Yisrael Misangim Shnei Yomim. So that they should have 2 days at least to have a little bit of a rest. A long weekend. Exactly. Actually, they wanted to extend it to Sunday and Monday too.
A bridge.
Yeah. Good. So I mean, it's clear what the it is related to the holidays. But in order to provide a long holiday, Moshe Rabbeinu had to fix it to work this way. Whether they meant that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah according to his feelings, or whether his Tosfos says that they held that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matkim to Moshe. I mean, Moshe held it the way it should be, so he was inspired divinely, and that God was matkim to him and said this is the way it should be. But that explains the svara behind Mimochas HaShabbos appearing with Shavuos. It's good for the way that the Torah is telling us that there should always be 2 days effectively of Shavuos, and then you can have a Gishmak in Yom Tov. So, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai said, very, very interesting. I know the Torah says, Achadasar Yom Yichoreh Derech Har Seir, that to get to Kadesh Barnea on the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael was 11 days from Har Sinai. Took them 40 years, basically, to come into Eretz Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu Ohev Yisrael Hayah, the Moshe Rabbeinu was such an Ohev Yisrael. How do you keep him in the Midbar for 40 years? That's not a... That's terrible. Yeah, man, it's inhuman. So Lama Yichlam Midbar Abayim Shem, I don't understand. 40 years in the Midbar, maybe he wasn't a good Ohev Yisrael. So the Zakein was very nifka with it. I mean, come on, I mean, we all know the story of Meraglim and this, and that all be made Moshe. Amado Rebbe, the Kaka Pepo Treni, I mean, it's a serious debate, and this is what you're going to answer me with. Amado, shite, you stupid idiot, velote torash le mashalom, tisichabate lashalom, I understand. You can say whatever asinine comment you want, which is coming from totally nowhere. Moshe Rabbeinu, no, and that we're supposed to accept, because it's well based on your vision of nonsense. So if I tell you something, which is coming from my entire vision, which is the Torah Shlema, all of a sudden it becomes the kach ha-pachrini, that I'm being dating of the kach, but my kach isn't as good as your kach. So also, I mean, it's stupid. How do you explain the fact that on the one hand we have to count 50 days, we're over there, the days of the issue, not Shabbatot. Yet another pasuk says you should have Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot. In order to have Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot, you're going to have to start from a Sunday through a Shabbos. So explain the contradiction of the psukim. Hoketzad. Obviously, there are two possibilities. You have Kan B'yantim Shechal V'yez B'Shabbos, and Kan B'yantim Shechal V'yez B'yantim Shabbos. If you have Yontif coming out on Shabbos, then you have Mimochos HaShabbos, then you have Sheva Shabbatot Tmimot. But don't say Mimochos HaShabbos defines the din of the Chamishim Yom, because then why would the Torah say Chamishim Yom? It has nothing to do with Chamishim Yom, you already said Sheva Shabbatot. So it's possible to have Mimochos HaShabbos, yes. That was his time. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer. Rabbi Eliezer, then that's all right. What do you need such a complicated time? It says the Farish Lagabi Svira that the Svira should be yours. That means Svira Tuluya Bebedin. You have to be able to have a Svira that is your own Svira. Now, if it's talking about after Shabbos, it's not your own. Shabbos is Kavua. Bezdin can never change the time of Shabbos. So, therefore, what would that Tispor law? Just say Tispor. Luck means that you're going to have to first find out when it is that you should start your sphere from. So then it's got to be totally in Bezdin when they were Makadosh L'Kodesh. And not totally in Shabbos, which you don't have to go to Bezdin for. Take out the word Shein Yadim L'Kodesh V'mokos Shabbos Mokos Yom Tov. And begin with Yotz Shabbos Bereshish Sphere Tabachol Adam. To count from Shabbos Bereshish has nothing to do with Bezdin. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Rabbi Yoshua has another argument. Amrat Torah Minei Yamin LeKadesh Chodesh. Minei Yamin LeKadesh Atzeres. Look, the Torah gives us a halacha of responsibility for counting the Chodesh. It says, Ad Chodesh Yamin. Okay? So that means that you should count your Chodeshim. It also gives us here a mitzvah to count the Shavuos. So, the two seem to be the same idea of what Svira means. So just like a Chodesh, Samuch Lebiato Nikar, Hafatzeret Samuch Lebiato Nikeret, there needs to be some way in which we can see what it is we're supposed to count. If you're counting, the same way, what does it mean to count a chodesh? It doesn't mean to count arbitrarily a chodesh. It means to count a chodesh from the time that the moon is mitchadesh, by definition. So everybody can see, you look up into the sky, and you know when it is you're supposed to be counting. Now if that's the case, the same thing has to be true over here. Atzeres has to be nikar when it is that it's going to be coming out on. In other words, there should be a time that I'm counting to that relates to the month. And according to you, it doesn't relate to the month at all. It has it relates to, well, even if the month is coming, we may have to wait another 5 days till Mitzvah Shabbos. I mean, so there's nothing that's nitzer objectively that's going to tell us when to do this counting. That's how Rashi explains. The Rabbeinu Tam explains that in the same way that you can tell by looking at the moon, literally, when the month is, so too you could define when it is, looking at the moon, that you're getting close to the end of your Chamishim Yom. Because you'll know, in other words, okay, now we have a quarter moon. So we're now at the time of Atzeres. Whereas, if you're going to tell me that it goes according to the Shabbos, I mean, then it has nothing to do with the moon at all. Rabbi Yoshua on there? Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, we're in the middle of the Rabbi Yeshua already. V'im tomar tzer b'olam achar Shabbat. Hefti nekeret mishel v'amir. How are you supposed to know from what happened before what is going to happen later? There's no indication in objective terms as to when we're getting close to Shavuos. Rabbi Shmuel omer. Rabbi Shmuel has another argument. He says, look, the Torah says, omer Torah, vei omer Pesach. The Torah is clearly interrelating two events over here. You start with your Omer, and you end with your Shtealeka. And these events connect two holidays. In other words, it's all basically a long moed that extends from Pesach through Shavuos, right? And they are connected with two karbonas that are related in the same way to the agricultural developments of that period. The beginning of the Ketzira period where all the Seorim are ready, to the end of the Ketzira period when the Chita has been harvested. Now, you can't ignore those issues. Malahalan regel utchilat regel. So, the first thing to recognize is that Pesach is essentially a holiday. And it's a tchilat. So, you have now, given that we know what it is we're going to have at the end, because it says right after you have to make Yontif. So, we know that the Shteil Erkin is going to be coming on Yontif. That's a given. So the carbon is a regal, and it's the beginning of a regal, in the sense that it goes to points out, even though it's only one day, but you have the Tashlumim of 7 days to bring the carbonus, so it's the beginning of that period. It comes out at the beginning of that period. In the same way that the end of this process is defined by a holiday, which begins now a period of Tashlumi, the beginning of the process also has to be on a holiday, which according to you won't necessarily happen. Because according to you, if Pesach itself comes out, this is how Tosfos explains it, if Pesach will come out on a Sunday, then by the time Imochas HaShabbat comes around, it's no longer Pesach. So you will no longer have the relationship to a regal. It won't be a regal. And furthermore, no matter when it comes out, even if it would come out on Tuesday or Wednesday, it's not the tchila of the regal. Now, it makes sense when the Torah is interrelating two regalim with these two karbonas that they should be interrelated as tchilas regal v'regal karbon, chamishim yom karbon tchilas regal v'regal. That's the whole structure. What you're doing is you're throwing in issues that have nothing to do with that. Why would the Torah suddenly break the whole structure by inserting a Mimokot HaShabbat that is not part of the Seder HaMoadim? It just doesn't make sense what you're saying. Tana Rabbanan, this is a part, Ken Lachem. That means that there's a Chiyuv, a Sphere, L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Mimokot, and it's not only a Chiyuv of Bezin, so we understand now the contradiction. The Tispo Lach, the Gra points out, when we talk about an individual, we're always talking about the kalal. When we're talking about many, we're talking about individuals. So the Torah is addressing itself to what appears to be an individual, it's talking to Yisrael. If it's talking to the many, in Lashon plural, it's talking to the individuals within Klal Yisrael. So when it says before, where we darshan tishpar law, that can't mean that only Beis Din is responsible for Sefiras HaOmer, such as we find Megabe Yovel. By Yovel it says, V'safar talecha. And there only Beis Din is Sefer. And by the way, Tosafot points out over here that that would mean, Lechora, that Beis Din is Sefer the years to Yovel, every year with a bracha. Shet Yishama V'safar Tzivano, Al Sefirat HaYovel. And then would say, Hayom, or Hashana, Shana Shminis Leyova, or something like that, right? But that's only a din in Beis Din, not individual, because we don't find the Lashon Rabim when it comes to the Yovelos. Why not? Same for you. The Besafartem Lachem, since it's talking to individuals, it redefines for us the Tispor Lach, but the Tispor Lach means the Sevira is dependent in law. In other words, the Sevira is dependent in Beis Din. And therefore it can't be a Shabbos Sevira, it has to be a Yontif Sevira, because Beis Din is responsible for Kiddush Hazman, but not for Shabbatot. When it comes to the actual mitzvah of the counting, everybody has to do the Sevira himself.
So that's why you did the double action.
Can I understand how you say that they would continue with the bracha and no different from us, and therefore we would make a bracha for the mitzvah and day?
We never talked about missing anything. I have no idea where you got that from.
Oh, I was asking you, and maybe you didn't understand my question, that if they had missed a year and missed the bracha, would they continue the next year with the bracha?
Well, whatever the din is by the Sefiras HaOmer.
And how does Rebbe hold by missing a day on Sefiras HaOmer?
It's not yet what I hold. It's what not yet a din of brachas.
And I'm asking how Rebbe understands so that I can understand.
I don't know. It's not again. Mimochorat HaShabbat means Mimochorat Yom Tov. HaTomer, and it means maybe Mimochorat Yom Tov, Mimochorat Shabbos Bereshis. Maybe it doesn't mean that. Says Rabbi Yosef Rav Yehuda, Harei Omer, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Kol Sefirot Shata Sefer Lo Yehla Chamishim Yom. The Chamishim Yom is a reference to the time of Pesach. That means you should always be counting the same 50 days. Lemaisa, if it meant Vimtomami Mochorat Shabbat, if it meant Mochorat Shabbat as Shabbat Bereshit, then if you compare it to the year before, when I know I counted from the first day of Pesach, from the second day of Pesach, I counted 50 days till Shavuos. And this year, because I have to wait till Maaser Shabbos, which is 5 days from now, I'm going to have to wait 55 days for Shavuos. Maybe I'll wait 52 days. Who knows? Every year it's going to be different. So in terms of the relationship to Pesach, you'll never have a coming Shimyon. So im tamam mochrat Shabbat Bereshit, pamim shata matze 51, pamim shata matze 52, 53, 54, 55, 56. So it depends. If Pesach comes out on a Sunday, you'll have to wait 56 days. Now, till you get the Pesach. To Shavuos. That's not what the Torah is giving. It's giving you a commonality of the relationship of Pesach and Shavuos.
But they don't count as you count.
I understand, but then don't put it in the middle of the parasha of Pesach. You're also made that it relates to Pesach. You're not saying pick a Shabbos at random. Right? Okay, so then, what does it have to do now with it? You're telling me, oh, it's 50 days that I'm going to be waiting. Isn't the idea of Sefira? I'm waiting now. I'm counting down to Kabbalah Sefira. Counting down from when? Counting down from your Cheirus to Sefira. So you're not counting down for 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda ben Sefira Manitzer, what do you know these arguments for? Ariyonar Tispor Lach. That's a Sefira that's free of the Beis Din. Yotzeh Shabbos Bereishis, Shesfira Tabachol Adam. This Brisa also brings the Shita that we had before. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mimochas HaShabbos has got to be Mimochot Yom Tov. אתה אומר מה קודם טוב? מילי את ממוחרת שבת בראשית. אמת. Look, man. If it says ממוחרת השבת, and that doesn't mean ממוחרת יום טוב, so tell me which Shabbos? וכי נאמר ממוחרת השבת שבתוך הפסח? Does it say which Shabbos to count? הלא לא נאמר ממוחרת השבת? זה כל השנה. כל השנה כולה זה מלאה שבת. You got plenty of Shabbos to start with. So tell me, Seyuv Dok Ezer Shabbos? Why not? I mean, let's figure out which Shabbos already. Maybe make it convenient for Hanukkah. Or, you know, maybe it should be Shabbos Hanukkah. I mean, you know, what it has nothing to do with anything according to the way you're learning. V'yod Nema Shabbat Lemata, V'nema Shabbat Lemala. Mala Alan Regel, Utchilat Regel. So just like it says at the end of the process. So it talks about the Ad Mimokrat HaShabbat HaShvi'it. So when that comes out, it's always defined as a regal. It says make it a regal. So just like over there, it's a regal. Utchilas regal. Afkan, it has to be a regal. Utchilas regal. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he has the most fascinating one. Cut the number Sheshet Yadin Tochal Matzah. How do you explain 6 days eating matzah? When the other prophet says, Shiva Ad Yamin Matzot Tochela, make up your mind, is 6 days or is it 7 days? a brilliant idea. Okay, sir. Matzah Shi'iya Tayachol Ochla Shiva, Minachadash. Atayachol Ochla Shisha, Minachadash. You can't eat the same matzah for 7 days as you can eat for 6 days. Because the first day you're going to have to use Yosha. So cut out that day. The matzah that you're eating for 6 days is different than the matzah you can eat for 7 days. Why is that? Must be the Omer. There's going to be matzah the second day. But if yours is the Mokras or Shabbos, then it's not true. What's up, 6, 7? I mean, sometimes you can't eat matzah in a Kaddish. Brilliant, Yosha. Beautiful. No.
But there's no wheat on the
Chadash.
Is there any story? There's no wheat.
No, the Omer is not your Chadash Menai. If you have Chadash Menai, listen, you can certainly have Chadash. It's the end of the Ketura. You could have new wheat by then. Why not? Either, I mean, you make matzah from whatever you want. But Lamaisa, if you want new grain, whatever the new grain is, remember, Sayyim is also one of the Chamishim in the dog, and it's perfectly kosher matzah. So Lamaisa, there's a kind of matzah that can only be for 6 days. I love it. All right, I think we should leave, otherwise we're going to have to go all the way to the end here. Very good. The nature of the Sephardim Lachen is something which is linear, not dependent in a cycle that is seen in the sky. Hence everything else is cyclic. You go according to the way in which astronomically things develop. Over here, you're counting an entirely human endeavor. And it's agriculturally oriented, the count. Which means that you have a development that is a linear progression of time as opposed to a circular progression of time or non-progression of time. So the problem is that the only other time that we find that is indeed, as the Gemara says over here, when you count for Shabbos, you count your own time. So if somebody who's missing, forgot when Shabbos is, he counts 6 days and then he makes Shabbos. In the midbar, This is exactly the same here that we're comparing to Shabbos. So first of all, that comparison itself is awesome. Because it means that we see Shabbos itself as something that has to do with a linear development as opposed to a circular development. Certainly, your thought would have been that Shabbos itself is a circular thing. You keep coming back. You're doing this, Shabbos Yamim Sheva, Shabbos Yamim Sheva. It seems to be cyclic. So that, as opposed to going around in circles, is learned l'chora from Shavuos. And yet the idea that there can be patterns within a progression of time is learned from Shabbos to Shavuos. The two are fundamentally related, and that's why it's called Shavuos. The Gemara Chagiga says, Shavuos means it relates to the concept of a week, even though a week is the one element that is not to be found in the sky. Correct? We only have Liyamim and Shanim and Chodashim, but you don't have Shabbatot in the sky. There's no Sheva that's naturally in the sky. Okay, anyway, I thought it was a very nice Dakota. You know, I also came to understand today, finally, and I'll tell you, I've been bothered by this for years and years, what the problem with Rav Kook is. I finally figured it out clearly. There's no shunadik has so.